Kevin, Ken Weeb from The Athletic. What makes Dylan DeMello a good fit, and when did he become or get on your radar?
Well, we've been obviously he's been a player that since he's been traded, he was traded in obviously a very high profile deal, and went to a team that you knew that he was going to get an increased role. He's someone that you kind of watch, I guess, from a distance to see how he's going to handle that role, and we've really liked his progression over the course of time. Into what he's become, growth as a player and his development over those years. So obviously the opportunities, you don't know if they're going to present themselves, but that's what the scouting world is for. And we're in the market for defensemen. Also, given the fact that Spezza, went down here again after the Chicago game. We stepped up all those efforts, and as you see today, there's multiple trades that have been made today, just based on various different things.
Hey, you've never been scared of the rental market, and you've been able to keep those guys before. But what would it take to, or how are you viewing the situation with Dylan? And would you expect to have some maybe talks before the year is out, or you just want to play it by ear?
Again, we're going to be open to everything here. Certainly, unlike other years where you have lots of things locked in, and we made those rental acquisitions, with the full knowledge that we are probably going to be up against the cap moving forward here. The climate is a little bit different here right now, so we're certainly going to be open to it, but really not focusing on that at this point. We have less than a week here, obviously, from a deadline perspective, and keep forging ahead with different tasks and due diligence and taking a look at potential different opportunities.
Thank you.
Kevin, Paul Friesen here at the Winnipeg Sun. When did you start trying to acquire a defenseman, and what is that market like?
Well, again, I think the hard part about trying to acquire a defenseman is someone's got to be willing to give them up. And, the teams aren't, certainly that easy to give up or that welcome to give up defensemen, during the year. So, the market obviously starts to loosen as you get closer to a deadline. It's kind of you have to choose and decide how to, depending on how the market is as to when you get them. Sometimes, again, your decisions are made on the last day, but you have to have a feel for what the market is. So, again, until the teams are willing to part with them, you have lots of conversations throughout the year with lots of different guys, but, everybody is in a different situation until you get down to the final strokes of a deadline.
What's your line in the sand as far as, sacrificing some future? Because I see Brendan Dillon also got traded and, of course, a higher return. So do you kind of have a line in the sand that was too far and this isn't?
Yeah, you kind of know it when you see it type thing. I think that, again, we like the fact that that Dylan's a right shot, right defenseman. That is something that, we had some conversations internally when I talked to the coaches. That was very appealing. That did factor into our equation as well. But, as with anything here, we talked about it. It's about a fit, and we felt this is the fit that we wanted to jump on.
Kevin, Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press. So the first deadline is obviously just an arbitrarily assigned date every year, and we usually see a flurry of activity on that specific day. In your eyes, is there a benefit to making a trade, say, a week early? You're going to have Dylan DeMello, for example, for 3 or 4 extra games now, and with however they get, that could ultimately be the difference, right, to making the playoffs. Do you think are we seeing trades maybe happen earlier now because teams, how tight it is, and they don't want to?
Yeah, so you cut out at the last part of how tight it is.
Sorry.
So I assume the question's over. But so yeah, so again, it really does take on a different life. Each deadline does, because sometimes, like you said, it's the last minute deals that and I guess it just depends on what the market is like. If there's you know, there's obviously, if you're going for the, you know, if there's a big fish in the market type thing, maybe you have to, you know, keep your line in the water right until the last day, and maybe, you know, maybe that fish gets away. But in this situation here, you know, again, there's only so many, you know, defensemen out there that, you know, are, you know, fit or your appeal or whatever. And so you have to, you know, you have to kind of go the, you know, do your back and forth and, you know, look and kind of prognosticate. So, you know, getting it done early, you know, or getting it done before the last day, if you know you're going to do it and you can stomach the price, you know, and again, the prices, you know, do fluctuate. You know, your very first phone calls with different general managers, the prices might be different than you actually pay. But if, you know, if you feel comfortable that that is the market, and you're going to do it, then, you know, if you can get it done before, you know, that final deadline day, you do it.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Kevin, Kelly Moore from 680 CJOB. I know everybody has said that you can never have too many defensemen, so do you still have cap room, and do you still have a want to maybe further bolster the blue line before the deadline?
Well, I do have cap room, you know, from that standpoint. From the standpoint of bolstering, like I said, I think you've seen, you know, throughout the, you know, the afternoon here that several guys have gone off the board. You know, and again, you know, we're going to be open to different things. You know, maybe there's hockey deals out there that don't just involve rental players and stuff. So, you know, we'll see how that all plays out. It's hard to predict, you know, right now, and things change daily. But you know, and then there's also, you know, the potential of maybe looking at a forward as well. But, you know, we do have to be mindful of the asset prices, and you know, there is an opportunity cost when you know, whether it's picks or whether it's prospects that, you know, you do trade away. You know, you always have to be mindful of that. And, you know, when you're making a decision like this, you know, you have to kind of have, you know, a little bit of a thought process, you know, about the future as well, whether it's with acquiring and keeping that player, or not, you know. So those are the things that, if they present themselves to us, we'll take a look at.
Kevin Murata, Fesh with The Athletic here. Just would the idea of the cap room and the other moves that you just mentioned could exist? Could that be another reason why striking early is an advantage, just to get it off your desk and give yourself time to work on the next steps?
Yeah, whenever you can get, I guess, certainty, you know, as far as, you know, what you know, have now and what it cost you, you know, one, obviously you take the pick off the board from that. So, you know, you look at what you have left in that asset department. And then when you have the cost certainty, I guess, of knowing what you've spent from that the cap perspective, you know, it's always good when you can have a clear picture, you know, to make future decisions.
And you mentioned the draft picks. I mean, certainly in terms of the prices other teams have paid today, it seems to me that you got a very good price as well, but the 2020 cupboard for the draft picks themselves is a little bit lower. I'm wondering how that feels for you right now, even pending the acquisition.
Well, you know, again, it's always tough when you know, trading picks, because, you know, when you're sitting there at the draft in that round, you know, you don't want to be twiddling your thumbs then. But, you know, who knows what presents themselves from between now and then. And what we wanted to do is focus on, you know, the immediate opportunities in front of us, you know, given how hard these guys have fought, and given, you know, how, you know, where things are at right now. And you know, again, I'm proud of this group, and you know, hopefully, you know, this will, you know, continue to help push, you know, push them and keep them in the fight. And, you know, we'll see if what the next 6 days bring.
Last one for me on that topic. You mentioned, given how hard these guys have fought, and just from the human, forget assets for a second, just as a human being, does it feel good to be able to sort of reward them in the way that you have, or giving them a little bit more to work with?
Well, certainly you'd love to, you know, maybe been able to try to do something like this earlier, but like the problem is you know, you have to have a willing partner to give something. So, you know, again, I told, you know, I've talked to the guys in the past and told them that, you know, I'll do everything I can, you know, to keep on, you know, pushing here. And it's a good group. And, you know, again, they have fought hard. They have fought together. And I think the player that we're bringing in here will fit in, you know, very well into that dressing room too, which is hugely important.
Thank you.
Kevin, it's Paul Friesen here. I wonder, when do you tell them that? Like, do you have weekly, monthly kind of visits to the room, or when do you say those things that I'll do what I can?
Yeah, you know, you have general conversations, you know, with different guys and different things like that, and you know, you know sometimes you'll inquire about, hey, what do you know about this guy, or what do you know about that guy, that maybe they've played with him or they know him, you know, down the path. And then you know again, it just depends, you know, like we've had so many different things, you know, come up. Obviously we've had the Brian Little thing that just kind of came to the, I guess, for lack of a better term, conclusion for this year. You know, so you would have conversations, you know, with different people, you know, given the severity or the monstrosity of what, you know, what's going on at the period of time. So there's no set time frame. It just depends on the situation and circumstances. And, you know, and obviously as you get closer to a deadline here, you know, decisions, you know, need to be made. And you know, sometimes you ask for players' input, you know, again, if they, because they're the ones inside the room, and if they know something about that guy, it maybe it helps you.
Great. Anything new in the Bufflin front?
No, so again, I will comment on the Bufflin, you know, situation when, you know, if it and when it comes to a finality, but I just, you know, to make a comment right now when I can't, you know, fully, you know, talk about it, it's probably just best that we have a wholesome, fulsome conversation at some point.
Okay, thanks.
Kevin Kellymore from 680 CJOB. Just wondering, going back to where you were just talking about, you have conversations within the organization, that sort of thing. Were there many people you could tap into with respect to Dylan DeMello?
So, you know, the coaching circles will circle the wagons a little bit in those regards. So they have a lot of, you know, the coaches' tentacles reach out, you know, greatly. So, you know, you find out a little bit about from past coaches and different things like that, you know, what their thoughts are on the players. But your scouts are big on this as well. And this is, like I say, we've watched them for a couple of years now, and you see a progression, you know, and those are things that, you know, again, why... You know, why scouts will, you know, will watch the games over periods of time.
And Kevin, just one more from me, Mike McIntyre, Free Press. We obviously haven't talked to Paul Maurice yet today about this, and I'm sure we'll ask him this tonight or tomorrow. But just in your talks, I mean, any idea where Dylan might fit in?
I haven't really talked to Paul, you know, too much about it today. Like when this was all going down, you know, it was right around when pregame skate was ending, and Paul was, you know, heading out for the afternoon before he came back. So he has called here since I've been on this conference call, so I haven't had a chance to really chat with Paul.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah. But he knows the deal's done.
Yeah, he knows the deal's done. I texted him after the deal, you know, had transpired.